Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 25th, 2011. It's Christmas. Normally we say Merry Christmas, but we are saying the African origin of Mary Christ Mass. We are saying the winter solstice and the African origin of Mary Christ Mass. The S-U-N represents life. The S-U-N represents the Messiah. And the S-U-N represents you and me, sisters and brothers. All of us have the potential, and not just the potential, but the duty to bring this light of salvation to the poor, to the afflicted, to the needy, and the oppressed. We don't want to just look at Jesus Christ as being some individual way over by himself that we can't even reach, but Jesus, Yahshua Christus, Yahshua Mashiach, represents you and me. All of us have the potential to manifest and will manifest the attributes of the Most High, becoming a God and a goddess on this earth, becoming a true Elohim, a God and a goddess, a child of the Most High, a peacemaker, one who stands and delivers the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. That's our potential. That's what the Christ comes to do, to raise you and me up, to show us that we have that potential. And that's what Heru did 4,500 years B.C. That's what Krishna did about 1,500 years B.C. That's what Buddha did about 600 years B.C. That's what Quetzalcoatl down in South America did in the Americas. That's what he did about 300 years B.C. And that's what Yahshua Christus, Yahshua Mashiach did nearly 2,000 years ago. And so, sisters and brothers, continuing with this theme. Now, this is the type of knowledge that you won't hear in your churches. In addition to that, did you know that the Quran agrees with the Bible? That Jesus is born of Immaculate Conception, that Mother Mary was a virgin, as we would say, and that Jesus is born from a virgin, Immaculate Conception, and that over the time period that we would say Jesus was crucified by the Romans, Quran agrees that Jesus was resurrected. And did you know that in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, that Prophet Muhammad spoke of the return of Yahshua, the return of Jesus, the return of Christ? Did you know that? The only one that I hear talk like that is my minister, Louis Farrakhan, because it is absolutely criminal and wicked that Christians and Muslims do not walk together, talk together, sit together, learn from each other, and stand alongside each other with others of like mind who are willing to organize for freedom, justice, and equality. In the Arabic, the Quran says in chapter 3, around verse 44, Isa ibn Maryam al-Masih, which means Jesus, son of Mary, the Messiah. Jesus, the Messiah, son of Mary. When the angel Gabriel comes to Mary in the Quran, Mother Mary says, how can I have a child and I have not known a man? Angel Gabriel says to Mother Mary, don't even worry about it. When Allah says be, it is. In other words, it's going to be the power of Allah working in you to bring forth this child of Immaculate conception. Why is it that the preachers in Christianity and the imams in Islam will not say that and tell us that this is a common belief, a common knowledge, a common understanding? Because we are playing into the hands of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who want us to remain divided so that they, the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, may stay in power. I have a book written by a high potentate in the Illuminati Masonic Order. On this one particular page, all the faiths are represented: Hindu, Buddhism, Native American spiritualist, Christianity, Islam, so on and so forth. And it is said in this particular chapter that they all teach the same. Each one of these brothers and sisters that I have not named, having the spirit of Christ, which is that universal consciousness, the consciousness and mind of the Most High. The body of Christ is not just one man. The body of Christ is an organization organized together, full of many, many people working and understanding that spirit to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. This is the same teaching of Heru, the same teaching of Krishna, the same teaching of Buddha, the same teaching of Quetzalcoatl, the same teaching of Yahshua Christus that you know of in the scriptures. But the Illuminati Masonic Order don't want us to know that it's the same teaching. Don't want us to know that the Native American spiritualists taught the same. Don't want us to know that Muhammad taught the same, because they want us to remain divided so that the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers may stay in power. Moving to understanding this on a spiritual, symbolic, allegorical level, Jesus' birth represents your birth and my birth, both physically and spiritually. How so? They tell us we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, fallen man, terrible, don't have no type of good in us, that madness. We must properly understand that. Born in sin and shaped in iniquity means born in this wicked, sinful, nasty, depraved, rotten system. And those in power who run the system then shape us into the mentality of the system so that we may buy into the system and help to destroy poor, afflicted, and needy people. Join the military to go kill people overseas so that the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and the wealthy elites may continue to rape and plunder and steal the land, the wealth, and the resources from the people. And so, sisters and brothers, Jesus' birth is in reality your birth and my birth. How so? You see, physically, look at your birth. Certainly your mother and your father came together. But that's all they did. They had no control over that life growing in the womb of the mother. That was the power of the Most High putting that immaculate life within the mother, within the womb. That immaculate life that your mother and father had nothing to do with other than sperm met egg. And the sperm provided, the germ of life that we call sperm, provided by the Most High. The egg in the womb of the mother, provided by the Most High. Coming together, and then this life from the Most High, Jeremiah, I forget what chapter, but the book of Jeremiah talks about how the Most High knew each and every one of us in the womb. Knew, K-N-E-W, knew us. To know means you have a relationship with. To know means you are acquainted with. To know means you have spent time with one. If you know someone, you know them, you spend time with them, you learn their wants, their desires, their attributes, their characteristics, and so on. So the Most High, in the book of Jeremiah, I forget what chapter, maybe chapter 8, but I forget what chapter, says the Most High knew us in the womb. This means that that life is original with the Most High, as a piece of the Most High. Read the creation. That life put in the human being, the physical body, comes literally from the Most High, is literally a piece of the Most High. You see, Jesus is you. You are the Jesus. Jesus represents all of us, but we don't know it. So we have to now be reborn spiritually to get into that realm that we originally were. In the creation, we were there. You were there as a literal piece of the Most High. Jesus is God in the flesh. You are God and Goddess in the flesh. Jesus is the Son of God. You are sons and daughters of the Most High. And Jesus is from the long time of that time period of creation. You are too. Because if you are a literal piece of the Most High, then you are just as eternal as the Most High. But we didn't have the power to take ourselves and prepare our body and be put into the womb of our mother and then grow and so on. That was the power of the Most High. But like Yahshua, we beg the Most High Father and Mother to prepare a body for us because we knew we didn't have the power to do so. And the Most High said, yes, I will prepare a body for you and send you down to teach the masses my way, to teach the masses the mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, to stand up against the system and stand up against the wicked powers and bring truth, justice, and righteousness, the kingdom of God in heaven, here and now on this earth. You are the Jesuses. You are the Christs. You are the Messiahs. And we are all the body of Christ, the body of the Messiah, that spiritual birth, to be birthed into life spiritually, to be birthed into the consciousness of Christ. You see, this is the African origin of Mary Christ Mass. This Christ consciousness, this is an immaculate birth that man and woman had nothing to do with other than someone taught us the knowledge and we accepted that knowledge and began to grow spiritually, mentally, and morally. You see, Mary, that word in the African Hebrew language is Mariam or Miriam. It means rebellion. Rebellious one, rebellion, because Mother Mary, growing up in a revolutionary time, a black woman, an African Hebrew Israelite woman, growing up under the power of Rome, growing up under Caesar, a tyrant, a killer, a destroyer, a wicked demon, who perpetrated as a Christ, meaning perpetrated as one who loved the people and wanted to deliver the people. That's what Christ means. That anointing and spirit to deliver the people, to help the people, to deliver the people out of the hands of the wicked ruling class, to help the people, to bring up the people. That's what Christ means. That's what Messiah means. And so Caesar said he was that, but he was a liar, and Mama Mary knew he was a liar, and she grew up with this spirit of rebellion against Caesar. You see, the high priest, the scribes and the Pharisees, the Herodians had all sold out to Caesar and were promoting Caesar as Son of God, Lord and Savior, bringer of peace and civilization. But he was a wicked demon who brought death, hell, and destruction. And over time, there were various rebellions against Caesar. Rebellions around the time of the birth of Yahshua. Around 6 BC, there were rebellions against Caesar. And Mama Mary, watching this, and Mama Mary, growing up that spirit of rebellion in her, began to think on this. When she is told that she would be with child, she began to think on this child, began to see into this child. And she's directed by the angel, Gabriel, named the child Yahshua. He'll be the Christ. He'll be the Messiah. Name this child Yahshua. Know that this child will grow up to attain the title of Christ. But Yahshua, this is the African origin of Mary Christ Mass. Now, Yahshua means deliverance and liberty. Mama Mary, having that rebellious spirit in her, knew that her son would grow up to deliver the oppressed, deliver the African Hebrew Israelite nation with truth, with wisdom, with knowledge, with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Mama Mary knew that this man, with this name Yahshua, meaning health and wealth, needed to be restored back to the African Hebrew Israelite nation and all the oppressed African or European. Yahshua also means the vengeance of the Most High on the wicked ruling class and the vengeance of the Most High on Caesar, on the Roman elites. Mama Mary knew all of this. Mama Mary, probably illiterate because she was poor. Most of the African Hebrew Israelite masses, the oppressed, were poor. Only the high priests, scribes and Pharisees, Sadducees and Herodians were literate. But Mama Mary, probably illiterate, could not read, but knew the stories of Messiah, knew the stories of the prophets, knew the African Hebrew Israelite laws because of verbology, orally, oral teaching, that the African Hebrew Israelite people, the masses, the oppressed, spoke of those stories orally, in an oral fashion, taught from mouth to ear, mouth to ear. And they taught that the people needed to be delivered. And so Mama Mary, although she hung out with her cousin Elizabeth and Uncle Zechariah, they probably were literate, being that Zechariah was a priest, not a high priest, but one of the low priests functioning in the temple. So maybe she had some reading skills, but most of the sisters and brothers could not read, but they knew the stories of Messiah. So Mama Mary, the rebellious one, giving birth to Yahshua, who would grow up to be the Christ, that word Christ, coming from the African Egyptian Karest, which means the rising up of the Spirit, the anointing and the Spirit and the power to rise up and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Every African Hebrew Israelite king and deliverer or prophet was anointed. That oil, anointing, represented the Messiah, represented Mother Holy Spirit, with the Father Most High giving the power to that one, that prophet, whether male or female, that African Hebrew Israelite king, as Messiah, to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. This is what Mother Mary is giving birth to. So, Mary, Christ, and now Mass, M-A-S-S. A mass is a group of people gathered together, okay? And so this is Mary, Christ, Mass. So this mass of people, the body of Christ, or the body of Islam, or the body of Krishna, the body of Buddha, the same body of Christ, means that we come together with this rebellious spirit to rebel against the Illuminati Masonic order, rebel against Caesar, rebel against the Roman elites, rebel against the empire, show love for each other, love for the oppressed. That's how you rebel, with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Fight the oppressor, fight the oppressor. So a body of people begin to be a womb, a W-O-M-B, a womb, that we may give birth to children spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, that all of us may organize together, whether you are a Muslim in the mosque, a Christian in the church, a Krishna Buddhist in the temple, if you are a Native American Quetzalcoatlian spiritualist in your sweat lodges. We are a mass of people that we must come together and give birth to Yahshua again. Give birth to Yahshua again and again and again. All of your children and our youth are Christ children, or Christ in the children. Christ is potentially in all of the youth and the children, and we must see them all as little gods and goddesses growing up into their God and goddesshood, growing up to be Christ's, and growing up to function in the body of Christ with that spirit to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We're going to take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 25th, 2011, and we're talking about the winter solstice. And the African origin of Mary Christ Mass. And so let me say this. I want to try to get to the scripture. St. Luke chapter 1 verse 46. Black man and woman of the Americas and the Caribbean. Rasta people know this. And the Nation of Islam know this. And they teach this. And I am thankful unto them for this teaching. You black man and woman, stolen from Africa, are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. You are the true descendants of Abraham. All of those prophecies of the Jews are in reality about you and me. We fulfill those scriptures, Genesis 15, 13 through 15. Now, that being the case, we are the Messiah people, and the story of Jesus is our story as well. We have the mission and commission as the Messiah people to see the Messiah in all people, to see the Messiah in the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed, the black, the brown, the weird, the red, the yellow, the poor, white. And it is our duty, even though the Illuminati Masonic Order also know this of us, which is why we get all of the fight we yet must overcome and fight on behalf of the afflicted, the poor, the needy, and the oppressed, and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, raising all into the Christ consciousness, raising all into the Messiah consciousness, raising all up to realize the God and Goddesshood within each and every one of us. Now I want to move quickly to St. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 46, and let's let Mama Mary speak to us for a few minutes, for the next about 14 minutes as we close this out. Mama Mary, in chapter 1 of Luke, verse 46, has 6 months, I believe, been pregnant for 6 months, I believe. Something to that, no. She, Elizabeth, her cousin Elizabeth, has been pregnant for 6 months with John the Baptist. Another amazing birth. And so Mary has just gotten wind and news from the angel. And she goes and travels to the house of Elizabeth. Mama Mary is about 13 years old. Bred them, the sisters had children young in those days, because sometimes they didn't live long, so they had to have the youth, their children, while they were really young. So she goes to Mama Elizabeth and begins to tell Elizabeth what the angel told her. And John the Baptist in the womb of Mama Elizabeth begins to leap with joy. And Elizabeth begins to leap with joy at the news. These names, now Elizabeth, if I have it right, the house of God, Elizabeth. Eli is God, Sabeth, Beth is house. And so going off my memory, I'm thinking this means the house of God. So the house of God begins to rejoice. In her womb is John the Baptist, Johann or Johannes, which means the beloved one. So the beloved one leaps with joy in the house of God, leaping with joy, hearing Mama Mary tell the news of being pregnant with Yahshua. And so we begin with verse 46, chapter 1 of St. Luke. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Now we say, and we know, that Mary is Miriam in the African Hebrew language. And Miriam means rebellion. Rebellious one. In the Hebrew, that is found under the number 4813. In the Greek, Maria, it is found under the number 3137. But that's the Greek interpretation from the African Hebrew Israelite original. In the African Hebrew, 4813, Miriam, proper feminine noun. It means their rebellion. So Mama Mary is a rebellious one. She sees the hurt of her people. She sees the poor. She sees the afflicted. She needs the needy and the oppressed. She sees her African Hebrew Israelite nation destroyed by Caesar. And now she says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Now in the African Hebrew language, that would be Yahweh. Yahweh is father and mother. Yahweh is life. Yahweh is the self-existent one, the self-container of life. So she says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Now that word God in the Greek language, 2316, is theos. It means God and goddess. Does not just mean God, but means God and goddess. So you see how those that interpret don't interpret correctly, because they want to hide certain things. So we're back to Yahweh, which is the father and the mother. In the Hebrew, she would say Yahweh. But in the Greek, theos is God and goddess. So Yahweh, being spoken of as theos here in the scripture, in the Greek language, but Yahweh is the Lord. And Yahweh is the God. And Yahweh is my Savior. But Yahweh is God and goddess, father and mother. So Yahweh is my Savior. Chapter 1, verse 47 of St. Luke. Now that word Savior, 4990. I'm driving at something here. That word Savior is Sotar in the Greek language. 4990. It means Savior, deliverer, preserver. And the root word in the Greek language means to make whole, to heal, to be whole, to save. Because the African Hebrew Israelite nation were destroyed, were absolutely destroyed, denigrated, disintegrated, decimated, because Caesar, running around talking about he's Lord and he's Savior, bringer of peace and civilization. Rebellious Mary is rebelling against Caesar. rebelling against the Roman Empire, rebelling against the Roman elite, rebelling against the petty bourgeoisie elite, sellout high priests, scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees who had sold out to Caesar. In 19 and 15 or 19 and 16 St. John, we see that the high priests say, Jesus is not our king, Caesar is our king. So the high priests, in violation of the law, helping Caesar to rape and destroy the people, in violation of the African Hebrew Israelite law. Read Leviticus, read Deuteronomy, read the prophets like Jeremiah, how it's against the law to enslave, against the law to exploit, against the law to have poverty and to impoverish, against the law to create debt slavery and usury, against the law to destroy your neighbor and the stranger and the traveler and those who are immigrants. It is against the law to create warfare and bloodshed and destruction of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So, rebellious Mary, this is the winter solstice and the African origin of not Merry Christmas, that's a European myth, but Mary, M-A-R-Y, Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, Mass, M-A-S-S. And so Mama Mary says, no, Yahweh, if she was speaking Hebrew, she was speaking Hebrew. This is just the translation into the Greek language. But in Hebrew, Mama Mary said, and that's what she spoke, Hebrew, Aramaic. Mama Mary said, Yahweh is my Lord. Yahweh is my God and goddess and father and mother. Yahweh is my savior, not Caesar. I don't go for what the high priests say. And we're the mass. We're the body of Christ today. We must be rebellious and say, we do not agree with you, Barack Obama. We do not agree with you, Democratic Party. We do not agree with you, Republican Party. You are petty bourgeoisie elite sellouts to the modern day Roman Caesar, the House of Rothschilds, and the Oppenheimers. We don't go for their teaching. We don't go for warfare and bloodshed and destruction of the poor. We don't go for the destruction of the oppressed. We are coming into our Christ consciousness, and we will rise up and are rising up to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Verse 48, chapter 1, St. Luke. For he, that should be he and she, father and mother, hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. She is saying that she is a black woman, an African living in the Roman Empire. She's been brought low as a handmaiden, a slave. It has been enslaved and exploited. Handmaiden, doule, in the Greek language, 1399 means a female slave, a bondmaid, a handmaid. She has been made a slave by the Roman Empire. And you black man and woman have gone through worse, because today's modern day Rome is worse than the ancient Rome in that day and time. So as bad as Mama Mary's condition was, our ancestors in this time went through worse. But Mama Mary says that the Most High Yahweh has now regarded. That means to turn the eyes upon, to look upon, to gaze upon. This is a woman who was destroyed as a woman, and a black woman destroyed as a black woman. But she says that the Most High is now looking upon her and now gazing upon her, turning the eyes of the Most High upon her. Hit this other word. She says that regarded, this word regard, 1914 and 1909, to look before, position of. So the Most High is now looking at her position, looking at her condition. She says, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. She is saying that Yahweh has looked at her condition, is looking upon her. Behold, from henceforth all nations shall call me blessed. A black woman is saying to Elizabeth that everybody is going to say that Mary was blessed. And here we are today talking about that rebellious black woman, that rebellious African woman, Mary, and how blessed she is. Even though she was in slavery, even though she was destroyed, African Hebrew Israelite nation destroyed by Caesar, destroyed by Rome. She says, no, mama, I'm Mama Mary, I'm rebellious, and the Most High has regarded me and has seen my condition. She says further, verse 49, chapter 1, Luke, for he, meaning the Most High, we know the Most High is Yahweh, is mighty and hath done to me things, great things. You see, Caesar was doing wicked and terrible things to Mama Mary and the African Hebrew Israelite nation. That's why the people were rebelling against Caesar. Every so often a revolution would jump and Caesar would send the troops and kill and kill and kill. And Jesus, when he is born, another rebellion. And Mama Mary is looking at all of this drama. And she says that the Most High has done great things for her. And holy is his name. Not Caesar. Not Rome. Not the Roman Empire. But the Most High is holy. Let me hit this word holy right quick. My time is running out. And this word is so wonderful and delicious. The most holy thing, a saint. Derived from another word meaning solemnity, to be solemn, something that's holy, someone that's holy. You have feasts and festivals and sacrifices to honor that one that is holy. So that's how she's talking about the Most High. Not Caesar. Caesar is unholy and wicked, but Mama Mary's talking about the Most High. She says in verse 51, Oh, 50, that his mercy is on them that fear him. Look up these words, that mercy. That word mercy, because Caesar was unmerciful, didn't have any mercy on the people and destroyed the people. But the Most High is having mercy on the people, the oppressed. Verse 51, he hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. You see, Caesar was proud and he imagined himself to be great and wonderful, but he was wicked, he was deplorable, he was a debaucherer and a killer. Verse 52, chapter 1 of St. Luke, he hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath hoped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. I may have to continue this again next session because it's so wonderful. She's talking about Caesar. You see, the high priest didn't have a throne. Look up the word mighty and the word seats in the Greek language. And it's talking about a prince and one who has a throne. And Caesar was the one who was on the throne. Caesar had destroyed all the kingdoms and taken the kingdoms to himself. Satan took Jesus up on a high place and said, I have all the kingdoms. How did Satan get the kingdoms? He got the kingdoms, Satan did, through Caesar, because Caesar had conquered all the kingdoms and turned the kingdoms over to Satan. And so Mama Mary, the rebellious black African woman, is saying that God, the Most High, Yahweh, Father and Mother, have put down, brought down the mighty, brought down Caesar, brought down that one sitting on the throne, taken down the arrogant one, pulled them down, demolished them, used force to throw him down, used force to cast him down. She is prophesying the doom of Rome. Oh, Mama Mary, I love you. You are prophesying the doom and destruction of Rome and the Roman Empire. And way down the line, the Huns. Remember Attila the Hun? Destroyed the Roman Empire. And way down the line again, the Muslims under Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah destroyed Rome. Mama Mary is prophesying the destruction of Rome and the Roman Empire. Those were the mighty ones. Caesar was the mighty one, but the Most High brought brought down Caesar and exalted the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That's all for this session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.